Reflection by Father Luis Cezano. Matthew 14, 22-36. Today we see the process of a Christian. 1. Moment of prayer. This is what we see in today's gospel. Jesus has a moment of interior dialogue with his Father God. This is the time for you to walk away from the crowd to speak with God alone. We often want to stay in order to be in control, and it is hard to let go. You might even feel that blow to your heart because you do not dare leave those around you on their own. But you need to let go, and it is necessary that you create some distance from others so that you can talk to God about everything that goes on in your heart, and in order to listen to everything that your Father, God, wants to tell you. 2. Moments of the storm. The waves are bigger than the boat. This leads to fear and panic. When you see that problems are bigger than you, when you can't control your boat because problems overwhelm you, then a disparate scream comes out and you are blinded. Don't even know where you're going because the stormy situation is taking over. It is the moment during the storm where troubles get into your boat. They get into your life. You desperately start looking for a way to take the water out of the boat so it doesn't sink. However, the waves from underneath are also rocking your boat. It's those moments where the wind that blows outside changes your course and the water inside wants to sink you. In your desperation, you shout, "Lord, save me," because you can't handle it anymore. 3. Moment of calm. Then Jesus appears. At first, we do not recognize him. We do not understand it. He's coming towards us. That reassures us, but it doesn't look good. Everything at first is confusing, and you have to wait a little bit until you recognize him. All God is asking you is to not be afraid. Remember, don't be afraid, because we can face everything if we are with him. However, you must look for him, and that's where the calm starts. Also, the process of wanting to go and meet him. This demands that you have faith, and you have to take a risk. If your faith is in him wobbles, you need to trust him so you don't fall. Don't let what happened to Peter happen to you. In the middle of his walk of faith, he doubted and fell. Don't fall. Doubts will appear, but God will always lift you up. Trust him and don't be afraid. He grabs your hand and lifts you up. Don't be afraid if he comes to you. Don't be afraid. He will step into your boat and will give you peace. Don't be afraid that there is calm after the storm. Don't be afraid because after all this darkness, the light appears. And don't be afraid that after the storm, he will show himself to you. You may end up wet, but you will not drown. You may end up beaten, but not defeated. You might end up with a crashed boat, but not sunk in the middle of the ocean. You could be like Peter that almost sank, but instead he was embraced by Jesus and taken forever by him. Don't be afraid. God bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And remember, heaven is our goal.